on?
This is Fire Shop. Here in Eretz Yisrael, it's Parshat Bahar. It's a single Parsha. And the Torah writes in the Parsha about the Isur of Ona'a. Now, there are two separate Isurim of Ona'a. There's an Isur of Ona'a, of Ona'as Mammon. And that is basically when you sell something to somebody and you overcharge him. And then there's an Isur of Ona'a, of Ona'as Dvarim. Those of you who take Vasisa Yoshev HaTov, I think it was one of the first topics we talked about, is the Isur of Ona'as Dvarim, of harmful speech, of saying something that insults somebody, that embarrasses them, that frightens them. That's Ona'as Dvarim. I saw a very short but very insightful idea from Reb Aizel Lecharif. Reb Aizel Lecharif was a Rav in the city of Slonim in the mid-1800s. And they had the following insight. There is a musical instrument that's often quoted or mentioned in Tanakh called the Nevel. It's a kind of harp-like instrument. And the Yerushalmi in Masechet Sukkah asks, why is the Nevel called a Nevel? Something that's Naval is degraded. Why is the Nevel called a Nevel? So the Yerushalmi says, because the sounds that the Nevel made were so beautiful, it embarrassed all the other musical instruments. That's what the Yerushalmi says. So Vayzal L'Charif asked, if that's the case, why is it called a Nevel? It should be called a Minabel. Not something that is degraded, but something that degrades others. Even though it was a positive thing that had a beautiful sound, but it should be called the Menabel. Why is it called the Nevel? The Naval? Said Rabbi Zla. He says, when you degrade others, in the end, they're not the one who's degraded. You're the one who's degraded. When you put down other people, so who is the real lowlife? The person you put down? With the person who's putting them down. Sometimes you can see people, we've had that experience in the public arena, very public officials, who seem to get pleasure of insulting people and calling them names and saying really nasty things about them. And you step back for a moment and you ask, so who's the real lowlife? The one who's insulted? Or the one who's doing the insulting? So what's the antidote to being involved in Ona'as Dvarim? Pasuk says about Ona'as Dvarim, very, very serious Isur. So how do you protect yourself from saying things that are insulting or degrading or embarrassing to others? Last week, Am Yisrael lost a very, very special individual. Rav Zachariah Wallerstein, Zichrono Livracha. Some of you may have heard him speak in high school, I don't know. He spoke here in MMY, I remember, 2-3 years ago. Amazing. He's somebody, those of you who don't know anything about him, I think his first institution that he opened up was Ornava, and since then he opened up, I don't know, a dozen more. And he basically started out working with girls and then with boys, people who were suffering greatly, mentally, physically abused, the brink of just giving up on life. And he just worked with so many of them, saved them. Literally saved hundreds, thousands, I don't know. Passed away at a very young age, 64, 63. So afterwards, somebody showed me a clip. I shared it with somebody here. He was speaking somewhere. Somebody said, somebody came over to him, said, I helped his daughter. Probably means they helped his daughter. He probably saved her from suicide and turned her into mensch. I don't know, whatever it was. And he said to him, Rabbi Wallerstein, I envy your olam haba. So he said to him, why do you envy my olam haba? What do you know about me? You don't know what I did when I was young. How do you know that I'm going to have an olam haba? Maybe I won't have an olam haba. But if you want to envy something, he said, you should envy my olam hazeh. So he said to him, I'm not sure I got the thing right. He said, you have a Range Rover? Is that a fancy car? I don't know. He said, you have a Range Rover? You should envy olam hazeh. So he said, no. So why should I envy olam hazeh? He says, I don't know what my olam hazeh is going to be like, but I can tell you what my olam hazeh is. Says, I sometimes try to bring a smile to somebody's face. If I brought a smile to somebody's face, ah! What a gewaltige day I had. Then he started talking to the audience. And he said, how difficult is it to bring a smile to somebody's face? How difficult is it to share a kind word? To just lift somebody up? How hard is that? He says, and that makes me feel so good. That's what you should envy about me. I can bring a smile to somebody's face. You know, very little about him. They said one of the, just heard a little brief thing on the radio, that one of the people who was killed, Rahman al-Itzlan, in Elad on Thursday night in the Pigua, he said you couldn't meet him for more than 2 minutes and not smile. He was like, his happiness was contagious. So many people in Elad knew him just because you bumped into him once and he made you smile and he was just a happy person. How hard is that for us? Just share a kind word. Help people smile. If my memory serves me correctly, I once heard the Novominsky Rebbe Zatzal. He's talking, and he's being Menachem Avil by somebody. And he said, I think at the time, this was many years ago, he had a daughter, I think maybe in high school. So he was already the Novominsky Rebbe. So what did he tell his daughter to do? What was her tafkid? He said to her, find the girl in the class who seems to be a bit of a loner, doesn't seem to have so many friends, and befriend her. Say something nice, go over to her, be kind to her. How much does that take? If you think about it, people say, well, if the Novominsky Rebbe's daughter is nice to her, I could also be nice to her. Maybe she's somebody worth being nice to. Maybe she's somebody you should get to know. You know, it's easier for us to be so friendly with our friends. Maybe we should go out, try to be friendly with people who seem to need it more. Share with them a compliment. Bring a smile to their face. Talk to them. 2 minutes, 3 minutes. It's not so much. But if you do that, if you're always thinking about how you can maybe just cheer a person up a little bit and share a kind word, then why would you ever engage in onas devarim, in saying something insulting or embarrassing? In this case, the best defense is an offense. You want to defend yourself against onas devarim, so you should go on the offensive. Be involved in kind devarim. And one last thing. With all due respect, Rabbi Wallerstein was wrong. When he said, how do you know I have an Olam Haba? This is the Gemara in Tainus. It tells a story that Rabbi Baroka was once in the Shuk and he saw Eliyahu HaNavi. And there are a lot of people in the Shuk, and he asked him, who here is a Ben Olam Haba? So Eliyahu HaNavi said, you see those two people over there? They're B'nai Olam Haba. So he runs over to them and he wants to know, what was their tzidkus? He says, what do you guys do? Muhammad Vav Tzadik. He said, we're batchanim. You know what a batchan is? Person who tells jokes. He says, we look for people who are sad and we cheer them up. That's what we do. Medical clown. It doesn't have to be only a medical clown. Just find sad people and cheer them up and bring a smile to the face. And those are the people that Eliyahu HaNavi told Rabbi Broka are truly B'nai Olam Haba. Okay, we'll stop here. Thank you.